We like to call ourselves Arabic-influenced world music right now. It's one of the things we've been trying to define over the last 2 years we've been together. And our music is a mix of Arabic instrumental music with klezmer music. And klezmer is an Eastern European Jewish dance music. And with that, we add some Indian music influences and also some American and Western classical music influences. And we think of our repertoire in two distinct categories. One would be playing older Arabic traditional, mostly instrumental pieces, and the other category would be our own originals composed by some of the band members.
Yeah, I think there's, the Arabic music and the klezmer music are the most obvious influences, but we all bring, our own set of experiences. Everyone in the band is classically trained in some sense. Most of us went to school and got some sort of degree in classical music, but have also studied jazz music and different types of world music and different cultures. And so a little bit of that, I think, works its way in, whether consciously or unconsciously, into most things that we do.
Yeah, I did notice that most of you were classically trained. What do people think when they see those instruments on there, the bass, the clarinet, and you're playing sort of this traditional sounding music?
I think, well, the clarinet has a very strong tradition in the klezmer style, and the bass shows up. It is an orchestral instrument, but it shows up in a lot of other places in pop music and jazz big bands. And so I think people are used to seeing those kind of things in other situations, but it is something that that is part of our sound, is having that background. And more than anything else, it teaches us the importance of discipline and practice and how to play together in a group and these kind of things that you learn in classical music that can also be applied to any music.
And it's also interesting about the instruments themselves, even though we see some of them, like the clarinet and the double bass, we see them in a more classical setting. It's interesting that these instruments also migrated to other countries. So a lot of cultures have adopted the violin, and you'll hear the violin, in Indian culture, you'll hear it in Persian culture, Arabic culture. I can probably think of a couple more if I had some more time. But it's interesting how these instruments were taken and then adapted into these different countries with time. So it's one of the things, I'm just remembering when I was doing the research for my thesis. I have a master's in ethnomusicology. One of the books was written by an ethnomusicologist called Bruno Nettle. And he studied Persian music and a bit of Indian music too. And part of his research was how some of those Western instruments and techniques and ideas, such as reading music, for example, got adopted by other cultures and changed or not, and so on.
Just for everyone's education, talk a little bit about what exactly Arabic music is. What are parts of the style, things like that.
Okay, for Wasal's version of Arabic music, if we want to be more precise about it, we're talking more about an instrumental tradition that is urban. So Arabic is a large world, a word, and it's a large world too. The Arab world is a large world. And you can look at it, as the Middle East or North Africa, and then in there you can look at different influences that come from outside Arab culture. And within that, you can look at a distinction between urban culture and more rural cultures. So the music we take for us is music that was played in urban areas of Egypt, Syria, and to a certain extent, Lebanon, in the middle of the last century. Actually, some of it encompasses the whole of the last century. You could talk easily some pieces from 20s, 30s, most of the pieces between the 40s and the 70s in those urban centers, Egypt, Syria, and Lebanon. So that's what Arabic music would mean to us. Yes. And I don't know about the instrumental, like if I backtrack, most of Arabic culture is based on vocal music. But there is an instrumental tradition that's mostly what we take